Christ, we're back again. How do we do it? Ty, the camera isn't hot yet.
Is it hot now?
No.
What about now?
Not yet. Not until I get done with my fucking glorious introduction. God damn it. Leave me have something in my life. I do this radio show. I get to get drunk and fucking talk to people. I wanted to talk to people about the fine people in my studio, but now I'm not so sure I even want you here.
Well, quit your bitching, is what I gotta say.
God damn it, Duncan, where are you? You're not live yet. I haven't introduced you. Shut up. Shut up. It's my show. Camera still isn't live, Ty.
Is it live yet?
Still not live.
I'm going to put my pants. It's a pants camera. Can't see anything. Why should I go on loving you? Thinking someday you'll be untrue. And one more time, you say goodbye. And all I do is sit and cry. You've done me wrong.
Oh no, baby, we're back again. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here with my good friend Ty.
Hey.
Ty.
Hey, Owen.
It's been a long time. I'd say about 3 weeks since we've done one of these stupid fucking radio shows.
It's like a long time ago in a galaxy far away at this point.
As Duncan always says, you know it's going to be a good show when Owen is slurring at the beginning.
I'm excited.
For the first time ever. In the studio.
Who is it?
We have a new friend.
The new friend.
He's a neighbor.
The neighbor.
He's actually kind of scary, and I think he might be a member of the Aryan Nation.
You got it wrong, man. Nothing to do with that. How do you compare me to the Aryan Nation?
Well, you shave your head a lot.
In what fucking sense do you compare me to the Aryan Nation?
And you have a beard, and you're white.
You are white.
I am white.
And
you got that right.
And you have that hood thing going on right now. I'm not sure how I feel about that.
It's fucking cold outside, dude. It's Florida. I'm not used to this shit.
You look like a white black panther is what you look like.
A white black panther.
Yep. A white.
Did I hear that right?
Yeah.
A white.
Like an albino.
Doesn't mean Ty.
A white black panther?
You were a black panther.
That is
albino.
One thing I have never been called in my life. A white black panther.
Yeah, that's what
you
are.
Get used to it, whitey blacky.
Yeah, well, yeah, look at you, white blackerstein.
You Aryan white Nation black panther.
Did you, right,
keep
them
coming. Keep them coming. What else you got?
Okay, no. In all seriousness, our friend Zach, my neighbor, is here. Good friend. Awesome to have you in the studio.
Oh,
he's
yeah, glad
he's
to be
a Marine.
Here.
I'm not going
to
bore you with that bullshit. But he might have.
Yeah. They don't want to hear that.
He might do later with a couple of stories. Who knows?
Yeah, it's good to be on here, man. It's so, about time. It's about time.
And just to prove, I haven't killed her yet, Teresa is here.
Yay!
Okay, so Teresa.
Yes.
Let's stop everything for a second and answer the question, why the fuck are you marrying me? I've muted their mics.
Damn it.
Let me think about this for a second.
Nope.
Play some music.
That's what we need. Suffer
there we
really
go.
A little bit. Felt a little tense for me. It's getting a little worked up. Because I asked Teresa, you know. I just asked her a serious question. Why the fuck are you marrying me? Of all people.
There's so much to say. You can't just say it in one sentence. I'm
just
sorry.
Tell them what they really need to hear.
I
got a good dick.
Reason you know, number bone. One.
Hey. I'm going to be saucy and drunk later.
Oh man.
Maybe I'll give you a call.
Guess you're just not gonna be in the mood.
Yep. And that's why we're getting married. But either way, we've got a great collective here in the studio. I've got nothing prepared, and we decided to just go on the fly as we were drinking beers and do a random impromptu radio show. And we're probably 5 minutes overdue of saying that, to be perfectly honest with you, as it was either the greatest or worst introduction ever.
Dude, we got to keep going for worse is what I say.
Dude, I'm still going for it.
I love it.
I can outdo myself every time.
Did you click record and all that good stuff?
Oh, dude, look. Fully recording.
Well, in that case, this show's going great.
On the internet right now, you know, we're they got
is there a listener? Is there a listener?
I don't know. Let's see. No confirmed listener yet.
Could have been one of the best shows ever.
Could have been. Maybe they missed.
So there's not one person listening. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, they'll get it later.
No, but okay. It's recorded. They'll listen later.
Okay,
exactly.
I got it.
It's going to be recorded.
I don't know the whole technicalities. I'm the new guy.
Oh man.
Yeah, and you're all over the internet right now. The camera's on
me. Oh, I know. It's on me, and I haven't said a word in 10 minutes. I'm like, why is the camera on me?
Because you're the newbie.
It's on me,
put the
too.
Camera on, well, hello. Every once in a while.
I'm Zach.
I totally do.
I'm not part of the Aryan Nation, but I am Zach.
This is true. Now, Teresa does
I'm a good
have,
guy. I go to college.
I want to ask Teresa these questions because Teresa... Man. No.
Back to this.
No, not hard ones. These are easy ones. Tonight, you went to a... by the way, guys, obviously... We're getting married on Sunday.
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 This Sunday.
The one that is coming next.
Like,
exactly.
The next Sunday. Okay.
Not the next one.
6 days
yeah,
left.
Yeah, I said that crazy.
Let me drink more wine to that.
So, she's planning all these things.
I mean,
today,
it's pretty cool. Well, no. It's looking good for you, Owen. You're bored. You got 11 days off. How many days is that?
Look at that, yeah. 11 days.
That is nice. That
oh,
is
shit.
Nice.
We've got a call. Oh, fuck. We're fucked. Someone's going to bitch at the quality of this podcast already. Oh, Jesus.
I hope he's fat and from Detroit.
Hello?
What's up, Owen?
Hey, who's this?
Who that?
What's up, pal?
Who that is?
Oh, it's... Oh, I know who this is.
Who that is?
Is this Tringali?
Who that bees?
Yeah.
What
I
you?
Can barely hear you.
I can barely hear you too, because you're in a loud fucking room. What are you doing?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
No, what are you fucking doing right now?
I gotta go outside.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
God. Calls a radio show inside of a bar or club.
This is Mark Tringali. He's my drummer, but he's a loudmouth New Yorker, but he. What? What's going on?
Stupid party band.
The party
band? Another band, party band.
Oh, another.
Pop music.
Oh, right on.
You just did Weezer, right?
Do you work? Yeah, Just, I heard you saw Weezer.
Yeah, great show.
Was it good?
Which night did you go, first of all? So did you do Blue and Pinkerton? You did both nights? That's awesome.
Where was it at?
Hard Rock.
But anyways, how'd it go, man?
It was great. It was awesome.
Yeah.
You fucking gotta love Weezer, dude. I love all Weezer.
You gotta check them out, man. Yeah, that badass.
Like, I've loved Weezer since, you know, I can remember listening to rock and roll. Like,
it sounds like childhood. And
yeah, exactly.
You know, or not childhood, but, you know, like early high school. It's nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
Dude. Mark, what band would you really like to see or work for or work with? Like, if you could have any band.
Oh, that's a tough one. Probably Pink Floyd.
Floyd?
Mm. Yeah, Floyd.
What about Maiden, though? You got to get a good patch because you got to have your good, you got to get your metal jacket together.
We got to get this metal jacket going. I'll talk to Jimmy about it, dude. We got to get the metal jacket going.
Mark and my friend Jimmy have been on this quest for the true metal jacket for a long time.
Is it denim or leather based?
Oh, totally.
Denim.
Totally denim.
That sets the tone right there, I'm just saying. If you go
Describe the ultimate jacket. I mean, honestly, describe the ultimate jacket, Mark.
The ultimate jacket would be old beat up denim jacket with oil painting or a back patch of like your favorite metal band like Venom or
yes.
Metallica or Iron Maiden's always a good one. They got the greatest of work. And you can have lots of pins and buttons.
That sounds beautiful.
It sounds I'm pretty into that. I think we need to come up with like the one piece of merchandise that the Ono Radio Show sells is the Ono Radio Show
true metal jacket. We're going to buy the metal jackets. All of them are going to be different because they're going to be bought at thrift stores.
Right, right.
And they're going to be $50 a piece. It's going to be our own fashion line. And we're going to create our own fashion out of thrift stores shit, but we're going to make it. We're going to make Ono Radio Show metal denim jackets. Can I get a hell yeah? Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
I'll do it.
Fuck yeah.
We got to all wear them for like a year before we sell them, though, just to break them in and real, you know, make them smell like Ono Radio Show.
How does the white supremacist feel about the...
I know what kind of patches you'd have.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah, you'd have...
First of all, you'd have let it go down the records. I'm not a white supremacist.
By the way, yeah, I'm
I don't know why I keep I'm acclaimed as a fucking white supremacist.
Dude, I came over here, you're wearing your hood.
Because I'm white. Because I'm white and I had a hood on because it's fucking cold outside.
All right, guys, I gotta go, man. I got this fucking shit party band's almost
tell your
all
mom
the way.
Say hi.
I just wanted to say what's up, and
yeah,
I was just
man,
curious to know why all these fucking party bands play the same fucking shit music.
Oh, dude, I know what you're talking about. It's fucking celebrate good times over and over again.
Yeah.
It's cool in the gang.
Oh my
it's
god,
fucking
these guys
play that funky.
What are they?
Music.
What are they playing tonight? What shitty songs are you subjected to tonight, Mark?
Oh my god, have you ever heard crisscross reggae style?
Reggae style.
I've heard of this. It is fucked up. How can you chump fucking reggae style, man? That's fucked up.
Dub. Dub.
I mean, what are some of the other ones?
What the fuck? The singer looks like Pipple. And our favorite, Owen, this is why I had to call you. You would not believe what song they played.
What song did they play?
DJ Khali.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
All I do is win, win,
DJ Khali.
Like, win,
one of the worst.
Everybody's hands go up.
Oh, whoop.
I don't even know this shit.
I wish I didn't know it.
That's why I had to call in.
I wish I didn't know it.
I had to call in. I had to tell you this.
Oh, Jesus. Basically, what Mark is saying is me and him have worked gigs alongside each other and have worked with that clown is basically the long and short of it. And we've heard that bullshit 6 million times. I can't believe you guys don't know that shit.
I don't know.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Is it like peanut butter jelly time?
It's
fucking bullshit crap.
Fucking bullshit crap. All right, man. Well,
yeah.
We'll let you go. Thanks for calling in, though. I mean, I'm sorry you're going to be subjected to some more terrible fucking party rock anthem.
Yeah.
That's cool.
What about Gangnam Style? They play that now? Is that like is that,
hey guys.
Is that party?
Orlando Style.
You guys have a good night. Later.
You too.
Yeah,
thanks
man.
For calling, dude.
See you, man. It's funny you say that because I've worked I've kind of been involved with some like DJ events lately and been around them. And every time I'm around any DJ event,
they're dropping it.
It's fucking Gangnam Style all over the place, and the kids know it, and they're all
doing
the
horse,
the hand motions, doing the horse.
It still makes me
laugh.
That shit is everywhere, dude.
I was
called Hurricane Sandy, dude. It's a rain dance.
I can't say where I was.
Yeah,
I can't say where I was working.
It is.
It's awesome.
Yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it is.
It is, dude.
And
I believe it. 100%.
I can't say where I was working.
I believe it.
But what I saw the other night was really intriguing. It was Gangnam Style by every, like, demographic. And, like, I saw little kids doing it. I saw older people doing it. And I saw this little, like, Latin girl. And she started doing, like, do you know the part where he starts doing the leg thing?
Throwing his legs out.
He starts throwing the leg out. She full-on had it down. And she was, like,
that's
five,
a tough one.
Years
that's,
old.
I can't do that shit. Like,
sexy lady. See, you can't help but do it. Every time you hear it, you do the doesn't everyone?
Gangnam Style.
It's just fun to say I can say that all night.
Yeah.
Have you ever really listened to
read
the actual like English lyrics of it?
Oh yeah.
I think I did once.
They're fucking dumb, dude.
Yeah.
Like it's horrible. It's horrible.
It's sweet.
He's talking about he wants to go have a cup of coffee with a girl or something. I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous.
Is like, it as bad as this?
This is the worst of the...
This
no.
is what Mark was talking about.
I do not
want to
hear this. Is fucking horrible, dude. DJ Khaled is... You know how he reps Miami, right? You know he went to Dr. Phillips High School?
Dr. Phillips fucking high school.
Yeah.
Know all about it.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've worked with...
This dude is no... like. Just the wackest
fuck
shit.
Fuck this guy. He's unreliable. He's kind of
and
a
his
piece
shit,
of shit
fucking sucks. And his DJ Khaled, I hope.
So now, like what Mark was saying, there's cover bands doing this song. How do you?
Why? That's what I'm rocking. My car.
Dude, I fucking cruise out to this.
Ugh.
Fucking.
All I do is win.
It's all I do is win.
It's all I do.
What?
All I do is win. Huh?
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 All I do is win.
Yeah.
What?
What? What?
This is the worst thing I've ever heard in my life. Thank you for turning it on.
That's what people listen to now. That's what's going on. That's
my ears feel that, a little there's that. Rapey.
It's cool to be gangster.
Is it cool to be gangster?
It's cool to be gangster.
Well, the white Aryan would say that.
Oh, yeah. Because a white Aryan would say that. That's the dumbest thing I've heard all night out of you, Ellen.
Well, you're like... It's...
Well, they also like Rasta, you know, the ska punks.
What?
Ska punk kids that ska like punk. Some Rasta music.
I'm done with you're the like Rasta the music.
No one really likes that stuff, do they? I mean, I can listen to it for about 10 minutes at a time, like, and I'm like, all like right,
straight,
I've heard that song
straight
before.
Old traditional reggae gets old quick.
Oh,
yeah,
real
it does.
Quick.
Yeah.
But
real
there's
quick.
A lot of reggae-inspired stuff that I think sounds cool. But
like
at
madness?
The same time, it's not like...
Like do you like Madness? I've always liked Madness.
Madness.
One step beyond...
Madness.
It's a good song. That's all I'm saying.
Just saying. Anyways... How about Colorado? I just want to say it.
It's awesome, dude.
What happened there?
You know,
what's going on?
Yeah, what is going on?
There's a thing in Colorado and Washington. I don't know. It was on some other stupid thing.
Is this about the weed? Is this about the weed?
Oh, marijuana?
You know, marijuana.
Oh, yeah, that stuff.
That happened.
Cameron's been on Teresa this whole time.
Ooh, she loves it. She's purtier than us.
So
back to the marijuana.
Oh, Jesus.
Back to
Colorado.
Back to
Thank
weed.
God, someone. Weed. Hang on.
Oh, my
no.
What is
you guys,
this?
Shut up. You guys need to shut up. You guys need to shut up because there's something far more important going on.
Than weed?
And.
Come on now.
Jack.
Benda.
What is happening, everybody?
Thank God you called. I mean.
Yeah, you know, trolling the internet, see somebody decides to go impromptu without a heads up, and you're a lucky day, buddy. You're a lucky day.
Hey-o. Yeah, well, you've been waiting on it for some time. I mean,
we all
yeah, you know, a little bit.
Do you want to, do you have a newsstand, or do we want to talk, or what's going on here?
Yeah, man, I got nothing for a newsstand, but, you know, a lot's happened in the
Fuck
news
me.
That... You know, doesn't really need to be guessed on what state. So, you know, there's that. You guys were chatting about some fairly relevant news in the state of California, Colorado.
It's very true.
Indeed.
You know, I don't want to...
what that may or may not mean for anybody in the rest of the world.
Yeah, how relevant
or
is...
Or even Colorado.
Exactly.
How much different is it in San Diego than it's going to be in Colorado? Or what are the differences going on between that? Because, I mean...
Well... Here's the thing. Even in the state of Colorado, I think the governor was quoted as saying, don't break out the Cheetos yet.
Yeah, they
He's
said that.
Super against it, not even a little bit for it.
I don't.
What's interesting is Washington State, they're trying to figure out a way to have like DUI regulations
right.
with regards to that, which
that's what a lot of us are worried
do
about.
That, I don't even know, but it's... It's interesting because in San Diego, there are a lot of, like, the smaller cities within the county that all were voting to see if they'd allow dispensaries, and they, all of them were no.
Really?
And they've been cracking down on a lot of the dispensaries in, like, the San Diego area. Just
so
why is that, do you think?
Well, the state attorney is basically the one who has to enforce federal law. And they're like, hey, you know, you can't be doing this. We're shutting you down. Which,
so they are scared of the feds is basically what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Well, because technically the DEA, the whole federal government, has more importance than the state government. But, you know, if the people are saying they want something, I say I'm going to go the small government route and say let the people do what they want,
right?
And let's spend their resources on but other things.
And that's still how the federal government has to respond to things. You know, like if enough states will decriminalize, then federal goes away.
Give me your pot.
But then you got to say that you were wrong about the whole like, war on drugs thing.
Yeah, they'll
you
figure
gotta
it out eventually.
You got to make that whole, like, we were wrong, oops. And I don't think they want to do that because that's kind of embarrassing.
They don't have to say it like that. They could say at least that marijuana is not a narcotic. I think we can all agree that. You know,
it's not a narcotic
and the prison sentences and the amount of stuff that goes through our prison system because of marijuana, like just marijuana, is ridiculous. You're spending a lot of money on
absolutely.
Being ridiculous.
Well, and they did actually vote to change in California the three strikes law. There are a lot of people who are getting locked up for their third strike for true it was a felony, but it wasn't like violent crime sort of thing. There's a lot of like drug offenses and it's expensive. I don't remember who it was, but somebody was saying that what needs to be done is regard it more as a health issue than a criminal issue as far as just drugs in general, which I think is true because, the bigger problem, whether it's meth coming in from Mexico or from, wherever, or, coke or weed or anything, is the fact that people are still doing this no matter how strict the laws are, and that's really in Canada, it is, you can go to a safe injection site and legally inject heroin. And the whole reason why they've done this is because
I've never heard of that. That's crazy.
Amount of overdoses.
Right.
Because they want their citizens to be safe. They're not saying it's the greatest, but they're like, hey, if you're going to do it, at least do it safely.
I think Sweden has
it stands to reason, I think, that we all have the right to put whatever we want into our bodies at any time, and that our bodies are ours and they're not the government's. And that is that's the strongest defense that I can hold for any of these drug policies. And I think it's criminal that over the years people have been determined, incapable of making their own decisions.
I agree.
Now, that's a very, very true point, and a lot of people, especially a lot of the people who probably voted for Gary Johnson on the Libertarian ticket, would definitely agree with you on that side.
I'm Libertarian all the way, dude.
To take the whole conspiracy theorist side of things, I would venture to guess that, the pharmaceutical companies, Big Pharma, if you will, are a lot of the ones that are lobbying to the government to not give up on the war on drugs, because think about how many different commercials you see for different antidepressants on the market. And if, there were more regulation to, other substances that are currently illegal or banned or whatever, that would certainly make their market share dynamic change a lot. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they just don't want to lose their, profit margin.
I'm sure they got their hands in it to a degree.
But at the same time, they could have their own corner of that market too. So that's my conspiracy.
That's right.
I don't know. I think it.
Actually, totally changing gears. I do actually have a complete spoiler. I guess this does have something to do with the state of Florida.
Hey-o.
This is different. Okay.
Fuck you talking about.
This is.
I win.
Okay. Well. Unrelated to Florida, the guy who does the voice of Elmo is kind of in hot legal water right now.
I heard about that shit, yeah.
Yeah. He claims it was with the consenting adult, this and that, and that it's unsubstantiated. The guy's just, trying to make him look bad. But,
Elmo?
Apparently somebody in Ocala just recently robbed the store wearing a Cookie Monster hat, and I don't know. I thought it was the same story, but then it turned out to be different. Well, it says first Elmo comes out as gay, now the Cookie Monster is in trouble for armed robbery.
That's
what got my attention.
Yeah, that's
always
good.
What happens
good.
When I don't do research before I call it. So that's what you get.
Well, you're about on the same page as us, because I don't think anyone did any research tonight. We just kind of hopped on.
Well,
I do have this,
though. It's been cold here. Is it cold there?
I'm not talking about weather. Fuck off. I've got a handful. Are you watching live, Jack? Are you still? Do you have video?
Yeah, I guess I am. Yeah, well, I got to find it on one of my tabs. Yeah, I'm.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm down. Thanks a lot, buddy.
J.A.A. Bender.
Oh, no, it froze up.
Oh, of course it did.
Or I somehow paused it. I don't know what happened.
Well, either way, I'll be showing these, and if anyone's watching. But I've got this fucking stat. Look at what comes. This is 2 days.
2 days.
In the fucking mailbox.
2 fucking days you got that many?
And it's literally ridiculous, full of these goddamn political flyers. This is post-election, guys.
Yeah, what the hell?
You can't
vote. I mean...
Exactly. You
wish
vote.
They knew that.
I can't even vote, and they're dropping off these things. But here's the deal, man. They're just so full color, and like, they're ridiculous, all of them. I've looked at all of them, and I've hung some of my favorites on the board, and we talked about... You know,
yeah, we talked about the one.
But then there's one with Linda Stewart here, who's dressed up like the goddamn Grim Reaper, whose photoshopped face is got it like on in the board here.
Wow, okay. I see it.
The best of the baby spinning the turntables.
And then there's she looks kind of like, at first glance, it looks like she's spinning turntables. But she's of course turning on the burners of a stove, about to set herself on
this
fire.
And these are political ads
for people.
This is a fucking political ad.
Yep.
Look at the bright side. They're supporting the U.S. Postal Service. They need all the help they can
there
get. We go.
And then there's this,
that's true.
It's an Obama thing here. It's an anti-Obama ad.
Obama.
That guy.
Barry.
It's an anti-Barack Obama ad, and it's the Obama record. Broken promises on immigration, assault rifles for drug cartels, long unemployment lines. And then there's just a picture of a girl, probably like, I don't know how old. How old is she?
20.
That's hard to gauge. Maybe
25, 20? 6.
50. No.
25, 26.
Maybe. It's 51. I don't know.
72?
How old is she? You're Hispanic.
Yeah, she looks 25.
Something like that. Yeah. But, what's she doing on there?
Hispanic. You know.
It's true.
It's just a normal looking Hispanic chick in a scarf. I don't think.
Bama.
I don't think Barack hates her. Let me go to the next one here.
No, who
we're just
we going to
go
hate.
Down the whole group.
Obama hate America.
Now there's a black guy.
We got a
guy.
Good one, we got a shitty one. What's going on?
Now there's a black guy telling me I will join millions on Floridians and vote early. Black guy, not going to do that.
What does that mean?
Amendment
I'm kind of confused
three.
On that.
Amendment
you might have to
three.
Explain that one
a
on
threat
live
to Florida's future. Vote early, vote no. All right? And now there's some why is it always ugly kids that they put on these pictures that have to look? Let's get the sad, ugly kid. Let's get the ugly kid on
here.
I can't see the kid.
She's not that ugly.
She's not ugly.
All right, on the back.
Everybody's got to be included, man.
All right, I got to read this. Amendment 3 will threaten everyday Floridians. All right? And this is from the Florida League of Women Voters. Like a wolf in sheep's clothing, Amendment 3 is not what it seems. See what they did there? See what they did there?
I get it.
Deeper cuts to schools. Amendment 3 will cause billions of dollars in cuts to education and public safety. That's pretty serious. Making it harder for families to get by and tougher for students to afford college. Well, you didn't need to put that part. I can kind of gather that from the first part.
Blah,
a proven
blah.
Failure.
Yeah, right.
I'm voting yes.
Is it too late?
Is it too late to change?
Don't
mail in that ballot.
Why? And then there's a cute little sheep at the bottom, and that's a boring one. Go on to the next.
Moving
one
on.
Here.
Moving on. Sex offender.
On to the next one.
You do realize I'm doing these right now. You want one? You should do that.
Congressman.
You should do that one.
All right.
That one's good. This one's my guy though. I got to do this one first. We've talked about Bob Brooks before. We support Bob Brooks on this podcast, by the way.
Who is Bob Brooks?
Because he had I don't know, but he's probably terrible politically.
But
he
probably
hates all his policies.
But
I feel so bad for him just because he's been slammed so much with all these flyers that, come on, man.
Yeah.
He can't be that
Bob
bad.
Bob Brooks is a good guy.
He's probably a decent dude.
Yeah, look at him. Man.
He's probably got kids.
I don't mind
him so much.
Yeah.
He's basically all about making sure people don't have health insurance, I guess.
I guess that's his thing.
Health
insurance isn't a big deal.
All right, Oh man, I kind of do hate this guy because he's trying to. He supports the students working against tobacco program. I'm not about that.
Yeah, no, okay.
Not into that.
That's gonna get burned in the fire pit.
Oh, these are all fire.
Fire fodder.
Fire fodder.
Fire fodder.
Fire fodder.
It's a new segment. It's called fire fodder.
This is fire fodder.
This is fire fodder.
Okay.
Here on the Unknown Radio
this
show.
This is fire fodder.
And now,
fire with
fodder.
Owen.
Fodder.
Did I? Damn it! Why can't I get to work tonight?
Oh.
Fire fodder.
Can't get it. What? Oh. I just try. Touch it. Touch it. Push it. Push it. Real good. Push it. Da 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 da. Push it.
Push it real good.
What?
What? What?
Bump. Bum, 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 bum.
So,
check.
So I gotta say, before I
push it real good.
I
noticed you seem to be pissing off your neighbors pretty well as of late, Owen. How's that going?
I have no neighbors. This is Bane. I'm back. Because the show
again
is not what it seemed. When it very first began.
Yes. Yes.
Banium!
It's the Bane and T-Pain.
Bane and T-Pain show here. Let me dial in the old T-Pain here.
I need another beer for the Bane and T-Pain show. It's definitely in order.
Yo, Jack Bender.
This is going to be the highlight of the night.
Bane!
Yeah, pay attention, ladies and gentlemen.
Turn your vocoder
up. Jack Bender.
There we go. We got a bit of T-Pain mania. Mania. Okay.
I need a fucking effect on my phone.
Bane's passive kidney stone.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. Linda Stewart. Massive cunt. Obvious. Done.
Bitch, she's a cunt.
Bob Brooks. Probably gay.
Probably gay.
Cocksucker!
Talk about sucking the cow.
Bob Brooks again, likes to fuck kids and gay.
Bob Brooks, he's great.
So my favorite one of these, though. Is the Bob Brooks? Look at him! Like I love
the bingo.
Why is he hiding behind a door?
Well, there's two sides to this one, and both of them are awesome. Like people really did a good job photoshopping this one, and that's what makes it great.
Can I see it?
I want to scan it, and this needs to be on a wall somewhere.
Is that a shining?
All right, so he's fucking coming through with a fucking crowbar. Through your door. He's coming.
That is extreme, dude. That is extreme.
And then on the back, he's got a bag of money. He's haunching over a bag of money.
So he broke into your house and stole your bag of money.
I cannot believe
this.
I actually
fully support Bob Brooks and all of his decisions for the Bane Initiative. Agrees with.
Maybe you can't share that money.
T-Bane, do you have any thoughts?
This Congressman Webster made it easier to commit violent crimes against families.
It's true, probably true.
Is he a sex offender, suspected terrorist?
What the hell are we going to do now that Mitt Romney didn't get elected?
Four more years. Talking about my nigga Obama.
Bane is not happy about this. Not an Obama fan. Fuck you.
If I'd known you were a staunchy Republican, I'd probably
kill you. Bane likes two things. The GOP and, of course, codeine. We've talked about this before. T-Bane, come on.
I'm so fucked up.
Zach, would you like some codeine?
What was that?
It's codeine time. Yeah.
Codeine.
T-Bane, we do the old codeine thing.
We get on the juice.
Oh, yep.
We get on the juice.
Transmission out. Good talking on our radio.
Later. Adios.
Those guys are nuts.
Every time, dude. Every fucking time. They get me.
So rude.
It starts out okay, and then the coding comes out, and...
get too slow.
We're not having fun
get
anymore.
Too slow.
Well,
which is what I think.
Well,
the term
here's the deal.
T-Pain
now, we,
would
at
use.
First we had them. We had them as guests at first, and now they just think they can show up whenever they want.
Dicks.
You know, Bane's got this like computer system that can.
I don't
want to
fuck with
my...
Bane, dude. Like Bane comes in the studio, I'm not going to tell him he can't get on the mic.
Exactly. I mean,
like,
I'm
not
going to
fuck with Bane, dude.
It's interesting because he's a lot more sensitive than you think.
Yeah, he's
kind of
soft,
he's,
dude.
He's kind of he's
on
he's
the
big...
movies. He looks badass.
Yeah,
and he
but
is
he's,
badass.
He's,
but
he's,
in real
he's
life,
kind of.
Can we all say that T-Pain's really the leader of the group? I mean,
well,
he is. He is. I mean,
he throws the shit down.
How dare you!
Get out of here, Bane.
Oh, Jesus.
Fuck you, Bane. Hey. You're a pussy.
God damn it. I think it's time for a break.
Slurp your juice.
Unless Jack Bender has any more to say here.
I like Jack.
I do like Jack. Jack?
Yeah, no, I wish I was better prepared. I don't have much to add other than, you know, I hope your neighbor, you know, I guess, well, I guess you... Don't piss off your neighbor, because it sounds like he's about had it with your shenanigans.
I'm pretty sure it's you, Jack. I'm pretty sure you're the one pissing in this guy's... I don't know who this guy
who
is.
Are
like,
you,
I,
Jack?
I get these
No,
I get all these random calls now, because it's some fucking guy thinks I'm like taking shits in his pool on his doorstep, but I'm...
And then he doesn't invite us to the party.
Jack brings it up so much, I'm pretty sure he's kind of guilty.
I certainly wouldn't fly all the way to Florida, not visit anybody who I know from Florida... Solely to,
I don't know. I think you're in on it somehow. You have you're paying off some random shitter. And putting it under the name of me, man. I've not done anything.
Hey, you know, people who you've never met are calling your show. So promotion, there's no bad publicity, right?
Like, that's true.
He's gonna tell people.
Well,
and they'll know about the show.
He is interesting to hear. He's interesting to hear from.
I was hoping there was a new one.
We're talking about me.
Well, from what I've heard, I mean, maybe he should, like.
Are you shitting on? Have you shat?
Probably.
It might be.
Wait a
minute.
Don't
have a home now or something, because you know, whole New Jersey thing. I don't know. Maybe just from New York, and we don't care about him. But
oh, Sandy.
We don't care about people from New Jersey either.
Oh, I know. I know who he's talking about. He's kind of an asshole.
Can we go to the pool party?
Yeah.
I want to go to the pool party.
Well, I've noticed he's only like left voicemails. I'd be curious.
I think he's kind of a coward. Maybe he's listening. If he wants to call in, maybe he'll call in later.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, there, being a dick.
Exactly.
You call your ass in.
Well, anyway, you fucking asshole. This is a challenge. Sick of you fucking leaving voicemails and not calling me in person. Takes a real fucking man to just leave a message.
Ooh, look at me, I'm leaving a message.
Look at me, I'm gonna be a fucking. Ooh,
I'm
me.
Gonna be a big old dick.
I'm a big old. Oh, don't fuck up.
Play in the fire, man. You never know. Yeah,
you know, takes a real man to
takes
do that.
Takes a real big man.
You know. Real big man.
Big old hairy chested
man. So maybe if
man.
He's got some balls after we take a few minutes for a smoke break, because that's what these real men are going to go do.
I got hairy balls.
I really need a cigarette.
What's that?
It's about that time for a cigarette.
It's about that time. You know what? Fuck all y'alls.
Round two will be much better. I'm sure.
Well, sir, it's been a pleasure. I'll try and prepare a newsstand for the next time. So,
yeah, absolutely.
Yes, please.
Please do. Please do. Please do.
Tell Joey, say hi.
Good to hear you, Jay.
I shall.
Thank you.
Yeah, see if...
Take care, everybody.
Keep watching. See if that asshole calls, because I got a good feeling he will.
I got a good authority.
I'm curious to see how that play out. It would be amusing. So I'll keep my my web browser tuned in.
I'll play you off with some piano music.
Yeah.
Great.
What? Where is it? What? Is it gonna play?
What?
What's happening?
Awkward silence.
I would appreciate it.
It's fun sight.
Oh,
that's sad.
Wish we had the technology.
Man. man, the technology is really losing the What's the word?
Losing?
Losing.
Losing.
Losing is not a word.
Okay. I'm a losing right now.
You are a losing right now. Okay, it's officially right a word, and Owen's doing it right now.
In this studio, it is a word.
I'm a losing you, because I'm a losing me.
Don't do it.
Gonna go outside and take a break.
Stop it.
Lose us together, yeah.
See, I thought you were going to go into some, like, I believe I can fly.
Oh. It did kind of have that tone in the beginning.
It did.
I was like, see what you're saying. Starting to flap my wings, like, all right.
That I would be behind.
It's got to be a little smoother and less country hick.
Yeah, right. It was a little too deep for that.
America.
America.
What are we going to do now? I got to buy my phone. Oh, America. I miss you, Mitt Romney. I miss seeing your pretty face up on TV, being all Republican-like, supporting my goons, supporting my Jesus. Mitt Romney. Now I got to deal with Obama.
Fuck those goddamn Obama. Mobile sidewalk things. The people movers. Everywhere.
Those are
airports, movers? Anywhere.
Those are the laziest shit I've ever seen.
People just
how
stand
fucking
there.
Lazy can you be?
Yeah,
I said.
But
I
walk on them. On them because yeah. You move faster.
No,
but people are lazy.
Get to the end. Faster.
That's just how I see. I look at shit like that and I'm like, wow, you're that lazy. Like, come on, fucking walk.
I feel like it's
you this is walk. America.
Your body's made to walk.
This is America.
Walk. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
America,
America. We don't
I
walk.
Won't stand we, on my
we
people.
We McDonald's.
It's America.
I love that
America.
Shit.
I ate my Mitt Romney burger and I loved it.
I supersize everything.
Put me on that people mover while I eat my Mitt Romney burger. It's greasy.
Love that grease.
I love making you writhe.
Are we going back to owning the bone?
Owning the bone? Bone?
You just
wasn't
you
there.
Just, you just made the comment. I like making you rise. So are we talking about bones again?
Boning? Oh, we can talk. Me and Ty can talk about bones all day long.
Bones?
You ever get random erections still? Do you get random erections?
Oh,
erection?
We're talking about bones. Those bones.
Those bones.
Oh, those bones.
No, I'm just asking. Do you ever get random erection?
Not
what's
very
a
often.
Random erection? Like,
just
when is
every
it
every once in a while you get a random
erection? Yeah, it happens.
When there's nothing provocative to
yeah.
make you, you know, just.
Yeah.
Are you like in?
Well, that's what makes it random.
Who knows?
Yeah.
It could happen anytime, any place.
You never know.
I could be looking in the fridge. I don't know. It doesn't. I don't know.
Looking at a piece of salami, and you're like,
well, that's
oh,
what I mean.
I
it's nothing provocative. It's just like it's, all of a sudden your pants are big, and you're like, what, my pants?
And it makes that one sound, the boing.
The boing.
Yeah, that's chime. How the, that's how was it Owen who described his penis as. When he gets a boner, it boings. He used that term.
I boings. Probably did. Yeah, I
probably he said boings.
I don't really get random boners very often. I'm not going to lie. It's
no.
I think ED is coming for me is what I'm going to
oh,
say.
No.
It's coming for
oof.
Me.
Well, you're an old man
damn.
With diabetes. So.
That's what I mean. I know. It's
damn.
Coming for me. Anybody
man,
got Cialis?
Your dick's gonna be all no soft and useless.
You'll be in a bathtub.
It's funny because it still gets happy as
no.
I
you're probably gonna
remember,
kill yourself.
But it's
you're
not,
probably gonna kill you.
It's
you're
not the same
hate,
as years ago.
You're probably
ago.
Gonna hate yourself and be all like, "Oh man, I'm useless to
you
women."
You guys are
now.
Crazy. They make drugs
and,
now.
And
crazy.
And then you're gonna get
yeah.
Like,
they got all sorts of drugs,
it's gonna,
man.
No,
it ain't nothing.
It's really gonna fuck with your brain, and you're gonna completely just like. Not be able to deal with it.
So, I mean, no, no.
That's
nah,
kind of
it will.
It.
You're right, Owen. Like, that shit's going to fuck you up.
It's going
to
fuck you
more than just
up.
Getting your dick hard.
I've
going to
fuck
you
past
up.
My pride. I'm saying, like, it's...
Yeah, well, all your pride's
whereas
gone,
before,
you're
it
done.
Could be, you know, like a riot all-nighter.
A stallion.
Now
stallion.
It's like a one and out, and I'm
like...
I'm
the
like,
riot.
Yeah, the riot. It's a fucking... It's a riot! Watch out, vaginas.
I know all about the riot. I can... Don't make me beat that pussy down over there.
Who are you talking to? He said, because there's... I'm
you know
there.
Who I'm talking to.
Go there. Let's
Ty.
Stop right there.
Hey.
I do think it is time for a break.
I'm just saying.
We talked about a cigarette like
Viagra.
It had been
I know we did. We had to end the segment with something mildly entertaining because the rest of the segment was complete and utter bullshit.
It's impromptu, dude.
I know. But this is my name.
Like the boners you were talking about.
Oh, this is your show.
It's my show.
Run it. Run that shit.
I'm going to bookmark it. Fucking
it's
assholes.
My show
fucking, nope. You're not allowed to talk. Next person that talks isn't allowed to talk. Apart from me.
I can still talk.
Nope. Done. Done. Everyone's done but me. Ladies and gentlemen, we have things to say, things to promote. We never even, like, announced the number and people called, but we're going to come back. We're going to do a quick segment. You're going to call in, you assholes, at 321-332-0186. Funk with us, you need to stick around. Because the Ono Radio Show is gonna come funk all up in your ears and maybe all over your faces.
All over your face.
No, Duncan! No Detroit.
No D.
Who is this Duncan guy? Who is this Duncan guy? I wanted to know. Who is this Duncan guy?
I already forgot about him, honestly.
He's back.
I heard Duncan was gay. Did you hear that song?
I thought so.
He's got effeminate qualities.
I mean, he does, he rubs, well, we're, he well, touches.
I'm pretty sure, actually, Zach might be better than Duncan, you know?
Who is this guy, Duncan?
I don't
in
know.
In a nutshell, explain me in four words. I want to hear this, because I don't know him.
He used to be my co-host, but, you know, okay. Ty's
he's
like,
gotten fired multiple times, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, he gets fired, like, every couple weeks.
Okay, yeah, so.
But this time it's for real.
Oh, for real, for real.
Man, it's been 3 weeks since we've done a show,
Dang. Man.
We haven't even Duncan, really huh? talked about it.
I heard he eats a lot of your candy. Like, he just tears that shit up.
Well, he's a fat fuck.
He is pretty huge.
He's pretty fat.
Okay.
But we like
what's he all about? Detroit?
We love
he's,
Detroit.
He loves, Detroit. Detroit. ICP is kind of his thing.
ICP.
I think yeah,
that's
I think
a great band, dude.
You know,
I hope you can sense my sarcasm.
Well, yeah.
I think we should keep Kelsey that. And kick Duncan out.
It's I think that's kind of what needs to happen.
Yeah, because we need a.
You know, we're
you
moving
know.
On with the future of the Ono Radio Show, and ultimately, I think Duncan out, Ty in, Zach in.
Hey,
hello.
You know,
yes.
Maybe Teresa, if she can stop yawning.
Jeez.
She's a little tired.
I think
she's a little bit tired, yeah.
I think Duncan's time is done. I think he's worn out his welcome. Cuz he can never songsmith with us.
I mean, yeah.
Songsmith. Songsmith?
Oh, what does that mean? Well, Should we show him what that means?
Yeah, what's a songsmith? I want to know what a songsmith is.
You know what that means.
That's a little much.
No, I think we need to do that because it's...
Show me a songsmith.
This is going to be a song. About...
I'm already depressed.
Well... This is going to be a song. Give me a topic. Come on.
Vegetables.
But the difference between vegetables and fruits.
No. Well, okay.
Do it.
All right. Give me. Here we go.
Freestyle. And it goes. One, two, three.
I got that.
Oh, here it is. Hey.
We need a beat.
Hey.
My vegetables are like them blanched. Not too fried, not too soggy or anything. Just quite right in the middle where they don't really get too crisp. But then you sometimes wanna put them in the fryer. And may you have some good old-fashioned old desire for some vegetables, but you don't know they're actually called fruits, and you never thought about that. Fruits have seeds, and
vegetables.
And fruits,
talking about
have
fruits.
Seeds. Did I just blow your mind?
Explosions.
If you haven't heard about it all, there's this thing called walnuts.
What?
They're actually a fruit. No kidding. That's crazy. Did you know that they were considered a fruit because they have seeds? Does anyone ever think about that? No. They're vegetables. No, they're not. That walnut is not a vegetable. Neither
broccoli
is that.
Broccoli is a flower.
Did you know? There's other things like broccoli that are sometimes considered flowers. Vegetables.
This is fucking ridiculous.
This is fucking hilarious.
They never have seeds. Never, ever have seeds. And that makes the vegetables very sad. Hit the chorus now.
Marijuana seeds.
You're ruining it, Zach.
Oh, well, come on, man. I got a freestyle on it. No, I'm just playing. I'll rap.
Nope. You all ruined it.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was just like an outro. I wasn't ruining it. It was just like an outro.
I think everyone but me ruined that at the end.
Oh, what?
Did you just end it? Did you just kill it?
Nope, that's what happened.
You killed it? You stopped it?
Duncan would have been better. No, he wouldn't have.
Nah. You would have been eating the whole time, really.
You want to go for round two?
Let's go for round two. Let's change it up a little bit.
New topic? Come on.
Let's change it up.
I need you to go back to the chorus, man. I wanted you to go back to the hook. You didn't go back to the hook.
I thought I went to the hook.
You didn't go back to the hook, man. I need the keys. I need dramaticness, you man. You didn't go back to the dramatic.
I can't hear. That's the problem.
You can't hear.
Turn me up in my phone.
Well, now
bitch.
You can. I turned. All right.
Ooh.
Oh. Did you feel a little saucy?
There it is.
Did you get the tingle?
Can you change the drum beat, do you know?
Yes, you can.
You can, really?
It's under style.
Ooh, hold on.
Yeah, all right. This is really good listening, folks. We're just going to let Ty play with the keyboard.
Style, all right. Then what do you do?
Use the
piano waltz?
Come on, man. You're acting like you never used the
slow
keyboard.
Slow rock? What's that sound like?
I don't know. You can change the tempo, too.
So then how
that's
do I...
in there.
No. It went away.
Man.
Shit.
God damn it. Just play the same. All right,
that's
beat.
Still the same.
That's. There's three categories. The one in the middle.
I got that. Habanera?
There you go. I play habanera. Just hit the play button. Hit the play button.
I did that. All right, see? Doing that.
Oh, God damn it. Do I need to show you how to use the keyboard right now?
Do I get out of here?
What's going to happen?
I have to go. No. Damn it to hell.
You know what I like about this pre-wedding podcast?
I love you all.
Is that we haven't talked about the wedding ones.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
Well,
you called her out twice on that.
Pretty quick, yeah.
Yeah. You definitely talked about that, bro.
It wasn't very interesting. Let's do a song about it.
All right. Ooh. Yeah, that's my jam. That's my jam.
I like to fuck up blinds when I'm waiting. face it all the time. I like to lay in the sun when I'm getting so much fun. I don't even really hang out with anyone anymore. I just like lying on the table and lying on the floor. I'm a kitty cat, kitty cat, kitty cat.
And she meowed right at the end. That's the best.
Get that cat on the mic.
What do you have to say about that, rat kitty cat?
Meow. Ginger kitty, meow, meow. Ginger kitty, meow, meow. Say, hey, meow, kitty. Ah! And it drops like. And it drops. And it drops like.
And it drops like a kitty. New topic.
New topic. What we're gonna talk about.
Totally dick cats. Totally dick cats. Totally dick cats. Totally dick cats.
Bus drivers.
Alright, bus drivers.
This is awesome. Right, this is awesome.
We need a bus driver beat. Ooh. We need a bus driver beat.
Ooh, 6-8.
That's a bus driver beat.
Is that it?
Yep, right. We need a piano. We need a piano.
Copy piano.
I need a jingle. I need a jingle. Jingly piano.
Jingly piano.
Yeah. I think that's what we need. That's not... almost... Close? No, not Oregon. Not Oregon. No. I need a piano here.
All right.
I need... Come on, man. You need to get this together. Get your shit together over there.
What's wrong with that piano, man?
That's a piano. Here it comes.
Yeah, jingly. Come on.
Jingly?
Come on, that's good right there. Come on, let that roll. He's going to tear it up, man.
I was driving my bus too fast. It's all a big fuss. Now they're off my ass. But the kids all used to like me. I used to sell them cigarettes. I was the slap their ass. He did it with me. The best bus driver used to call me kid. But I swear I'd do the same thing if I was him. And we used to hang out until he got busted by the law. And it was all kind of sad. Never spoke the same language as him, but it was fun. He was a good bus driver. He was the best bus driver I ever had. He used to sell me cigarettes in the back of the bus when no one was looking and I didn't even care. No one on the seat in the children's underwear, and he put one in the front or back for me. It's a really tragic story about this bus driver. New topic.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
New Done. Topic.
That was fun, actually.
It was good, man.
I can't sing and think that much, though. That was like, I wanted to sing with you because I was feeling you about tragic bus driverness.
Man, he's a...
I was involved. There's bass lines going on. Bus driver molesting me, selling me cigarettes.
We're getting a call.
Really?
It says unknown number. Hang on.
Who it bees?
I hope it's a sales call.
Which? Oh, hang on. Hey, hang on, I'm thing. Hanging. Hang on, thing. I got things playing.
Stop touching my wiener.
Hello?
Oh, that was me.
You obnoxious bastards. How dare you play that damn racket so late at night? You know, some of us have to freaking work in the morning.
Who the fuck is this? Is this fucking Gino?
Who are you?
Yeah, who else do you think it's going to be? Yeah, you think I'm going to call and be like, oh, man, the tune sounds so great. It's freaking past midnight and you're playing your damn piano. What the hell's the matter with you?
It's called art, Gino. Come on.
Yeah, man. Come on. We're fucking sitting here fucking, you know, making music for yous, you know?
Yeah, that's fine and good. You know why? It's like a weeknight, and some of us may have some work to go to in the morning. I mean, not me personally, of course, but, you know.
Where are you, Gino?
I'm pretty sure all of us have to go to work in the morning, too.
Not me.
Well, then what the hell's the matter?
High five.
Gino... What, are you around the corner? Is it Zach that's been fucking with you? I'm getting that. It's not me, man. I'm telling you. I'm glad that you finally have the balls to call into the podcast. You always leave messages. You don't ever actually call live.
Passive aggressive.
Well, you know, it's a funny story because
you have no proof that it is me that's doing anything. So fuck you. And to be honest with you, if I were to point fingers, it would be at Zach or Ty.
I mean, we all have feces, so I'll just say it.
What really is going on right now?
We all got feces.
Well, you know, Gino's got to be a little bit honest with you. It turns out, doctor told me I do a little bit of what they call the sleepwalking. So a bit of a misunderstanding about some of those previous voicemails. Turns out I should be pointing the finger at myself, but that's besides the point. Doesn't mean you guys should still be playing music all damn late at night. Some of us got things to do.
Well, how'd you hear about the podcast? Did you find one of our flyers or something? I don't know how you would have found out about it. You don't sound like you're a particularly internet savvy guy.
On your back porch, yacking on and on and on. And, you know, it's not too hot to track you bastards down. It's the internet's not that big.
you act like I've met you, Gino. I don't know you from fucking Adam, man.
He must live close by. Who's Adam? He knows that.
And let's keep it that way. If I ever saw you in person, it probably wouldn't be pleasant. So keep your distance. But needless to say, I'm close enough. I can hear your damn piano racket and all that stupid auto-tuning crap that you guys think is so funny these days. But it has been peaceful lately. Last couple of weeks, I've been getting some good sleep. So,
I've been doing shows.
And then all of a sudden, here I am on a Monday night hearing your damn music again.
How's the pool? Can we come maybe have a swim sometime?
It's not doing so good. It's temporarily out of service.
You can't use it as a toilet.
Let me know. I mean, I gotta find you because I do want to swim. I mean, why can't we come? Why is it out of service?
Yeah, the bill's been backing up a little bit for old Dino here, and it turns out if you don't put the chemicals in the pool, it starts to turn all sorts of nasty. So it's more of a science experiment.
Owen will still swim in that pool,
but. You know, it's like a swamp thing in there. It's pretty nasty.
You got a
swamp thing.
I tell you what, Gino, I'll try and help you out with your pool. You know, if we can find this guy that's been laying the turds around the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know that'd be great. And just turn down the damn music, cause. It's not as good as you think it is, and some of us are trying to get some damn sleep.
Are you having the problems with the raccoons as well, though?
I I have more problem with the possums than the raccoons, but they come and they eat my cat food. Well, you know, my cat's food, not my cat food personally, but either way, I don't appreciate them. They're the vermin, and they should all be stopped. So if you want to do me a favor, take a couple of them out, you know, your pal Gino would be much appreciative of that sort of thing.
Yeah, what do you think? Me and Zach were talking about this, Gino, and Zach was actually very in the favor of just straight up shooting him in the face. Hey,
is that legal?
Can we do this in city limits, or do we?
Because they are a rodent. They are a rodent.
It's pretty tasty. It's like squirrel meat, but
I'm not gonna fucking eat that thing. It's a fucking rodent.
It's delicious.
You could.
It's delicious. I mean, you could. Let me tell you,
it's delicious.
When times get tough.
What'd you do? Marinate it? What'd you do? Fucking. All right, raccoon is delicious, but is it legal to kill a raccoon?
Before, please, you're kidding me.
I think so. Yeah, if it's on your property, well, I don't know how that all
because
works.
Because it is a rodent.
That is a good question, though.
I just want to know the answer to that. That's all I'm asking.
Well, in Gino's words, I'm sure it is.
Gino, you would be, you're fine.
I got a little 22, and there's mad fucking raccoons running around this neighborhood. And why not just kill them? Because they don't serve no purpose to us.
Teresa, how do you feel about that, actually? Because we do have a lot of raccoons, and we kind of like...
It's not in my yard, I'm cool.
No, I wouldn't shoot it in your yard. Just my yard. But I'm not going to do it.
I'm not saying you go so far as to get, like, a sniper rifle or nothing, because, probably a little bit overkill. But
I got a little 22.
You get a good pellet gun, maybe, like, one of your neighbor kids' BB guns, you know.
Yeah.
There's a little 22.
You take out an eye or something.
It doesn't take much.
Should we just trap him?
What's better to do? Just trap him or kill him?
Well,
I don't know. I'm a big fan of just killing him. That takes.
I agree with you.
Finding a trap and doing any of that nonsense.
Yeah, trap him.
Better things to do.
I poke a few sticks at him. You know, and then.
I mean, we already got a good idea of how to trap them with the recycle bin.
I kind of want to study it,
could domesticate a raccoon.
All right. What would happen?
Oh yeah,
there's
a lot of people have raccoons. Something up that's pets, funny. That's weird to me. I wouldn't want a raccoon as a fucking pet. But
cool. What if you trap the raccoon like in one of those county traps that you get? You know, you can get those in those county traps. What if like you caught one? And then there's trash pickup day, and you just put it alongside the rest of your garbage.
No.
Like, just what do you think would happen?
That's not cool. They're not going to pick it up.
Do you think you'd get in trouble?
As a previous line of work, I personally would not recommend doing that. Those guys are hard workers, and I've seen some pretty nasty stuff on my trash collecting days. And rabies shots ain't much as they crack up to be. So I personally looking out for my brothers in the custodial arts, so to speak, and trash collection industry, and don't do that. They come hunting for you. They get you. So I wouldn't recommend it.
Hey Gino, do you want to sing a song with us?
Yeah, I don't know about singing those songs.
Come on, Gino.
You're doing exactly what I have
come
any
on,
interest in.
Come on,
so,
Gino.
Come on.
Come on.
I don't know.
Give
us what kind of song you talking about, baby fairies?
What sort of things do you want us to sing about, Gino?
Well, I don't know. How about I need to get some sleep? That's what I'm talking about right now. Damn tired.
I'm damn tired. All right, that's a good topic. Let's go.
I'm damn tired.
Tie.
He's trying to bounce, and now that's going to be the topic.
Yes. What do you want to? Yes.
You call this a song? Is this what you call music?
I'm thinking the same thing, dude.
Wait, what's the song supposed to be about?
tell him, Gino. What's the song supposed to be about?
Dark.
I hear a lot of noise.
I'll edit this song so I can get some damn sleep. Is what it's about.
But of course, it makes sense.
Let's sing Gino a lullaby. How about that?
With tubular bells?
Tubular bells. Go to sleep.
I can't.
Wake me up. This is not helping. It's not helping at all.
Go to sleep to some fucking Tubular Bells.
Go to sleep.
Gino. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Gino.
Just go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Gino. Go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Gino. Go to sleep. Gino. Go to sleep. Gino.
I feel like this is one of the worst podcasts ever. Thank you for letting me on the show, man.
Hey, man.
Even if it was a travesty, thank you for letting me on the show.
You're welcome back anytime. I can't wait to get you on a real show.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost Thanksgiving, and I will say I'm thankful that Duncan wasn't here.
Thank God Duncan wasn't here.
Fuck Detroit!
Who is Duncan? Where'd he go? I thought he was the host of the show. Wait, well, it was the co-host.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure.